From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the death toll rises in a pipe bomb blast in Bangkok, Thailand. At least 22, including 8 foreigners, are known to have been killed, more than 120 wounded. In Monday evening's explosion near a popular tourist site, the Erawan Hindu Shrine in central Bangkok, there was no immediate claim of responsibility. The army chief says it does not match the tactics used by separatist Muslim rebels in the south. Officials express no doubt the blast was intended to kill people, especially tourists. Thailand accounts, tourism accounts for about one-tenth of Thailand's economy. Holger Siegel is a German tourist.
When we left Germany, we did not think about anything like this could happen here in Bangkok, like in the city center. We were thinking about not going to Egypt, not going to Morocco, Tunisia, or Syria, or whatever. But we were not thinking about not going to Bangkok. And our honeymoon and our vacation will go on, but with a very unsafe feeling.
The country's turbulent political climate over the past decade led to a military takeover last year. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir Monday risked international sanction, declining to sign a peace agreement with rebels aimed at ending the country's 20-month civil war. He insisted his government needs more time. Mediators in Ethiopia say Mr. Kiir told them it needs 15 days before signing. Rebel leader Riek Machar said he was surprised by Mr. Kiir's action.
We had hoped President Kiir was going to sign. In actual fact, I didn't know that he was not going to sign, because when I came to the room, I met him here, greeted him before we signed. But then after 10 minutes, I was told he wasn't signing.
A rebel spokesman suggests this may mean fighting will continue in a conflict that's killed thousands. This is VOA News. Following one of the most deadly government airstrikes of the four-year Syrian conflict, the UN Security Council Monday approved a statement backing talks aimed at restoring peace. The council's rotating presidency this month belongs to Nigeria. Its ambassador is Uchejoy Ogwu.
The Security Council stresses that the only sustainable solution to the current crisis in Syria is through an inclusive and Syrian-led political process that meets the legitimate aspirations of the Syrian people, with a view to full implementation of the Geneva Communique of 30th of June 2012, and in this regard, emphasizes the urgency for all parties to work diligently and constructively towards this goal.
The nuclear agreement between Iran and six world powers is seen as an opening for a diplomatic solution to the crisis, but the fighting continues, with some 100 known dead from Sunday's deadly government airstrikes on the rebel-held city of Douma, northeast of Damascus. In Mali, pro-government militia clashed with Tuareg separatists in the country's restive north, leaving at least 20 rebels dead. The 3 days of fighting at Agnifis, south of Kidal, ruptured a June peace agreement. Mali was shaken by a 2012 coup that allowed the separatists to seize towns in the north. Al-Qaeda-linked militants overpowered the rebels, taking control of the region until a French-led intervention in 2013. Pakistan's military says at least 50 militants were killed Monday in airstrikes and hideouts in northwest Pakistan along the Afghan border. These strikes came a day after a suicide bombing killed Suja Kanzada, home minister for Pakistan's populous Punjab province, along with 14 others. It brought this response from U.S. spokesman John Kirby.
Such blatant disregard for human life is unacceptable and contrary to the aspirations of the Pakistani people for a secure, stable and prosperous nation. The United States remains committed to the people of Pakistan and to the Pakistani government's efforts to fight terrorism. We support Pakistan's determination to bring justice to those behind this attack and are prepared to provide assistance, if requested, to government authorities investigating this reprehensible act.
Witnesses say as many as 30 people were inside the minister's home when a suicide bomber entered and detonated explosives despite an attempt by security guards to stop him. Dozens, including policemen, were buried under rubble after the massive blast that caused the building's collapse. France is cutting back search efforts of the French Indian Ocean island of Reunion for debris from a missing Malaysian jetliner. Flight 370, after 10 days following the discovery of a wing fragment on a beach, it was the first evidence surrounding the fate of a plane that took off from Malaysia for Beijing and disappeared without a trace in March 2014 with 239 on board. Dozens of policemen combed the eastern coast of Reunion. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.